This is message for the new year 2026. Loving God is remembering interconnection. If you love God, it is yourself that you truly love. And I say this not as a religious argument, not as a doctrine, and not as something that requires belief in a specific tradition. I say it as a practical understanding of what the word God points toward in everyday life. Strip away labels, rituals, institutions, and arguments, and what remains is a way of being. A way of living that, when practiced, naturally brings balance, dignity, and peace, both within yourself and in the world around you. What does that way of being look like? It looks like kindness. First and foremost, kindness toward yourself, kindness toward others, kindness even toward those who disagree with you, misunderstand you, or challenge you. It means learning not to judge yourself so harshly, because constant self-judgment weakens the spirit and clouds clarity. And it also means not judging others, because you never truly know the full weight of what another person is carrying. It means courage, not the loud, aggressive kind, but the quiet courage to be honest, to set boundaries, to stand up for yourself without harming others. Do not harm others, but also do not allow others to harm you. Both matters. True compassion includes self-respect. Loving God, or loving life, or loving truth, however you want to phrase it, never asks you to become small or to disappear. It means learning to think clearly, to pause before reacting, to reflect before you leap, to recognize that impulsive actions often create consequences that ripple far beyond the moment. Clear thinking is an act of respect. Respect for yourself, for others, and for life itself. It means generosity, not from lack, but from abundance. When you give from a place of fullness, from time, attention, encouragement, resources, you participate in a reciprocal flow. Call it the universe. Call it cause and effect. Call it karma. Call it common sense. What you put out tends to return, often in unexpected ways. Those who consistently give, who uplift rather than diminish, often find that life meets them with support when they least expect it. Living in harmony matters. Harmony with your surroundings. Harmony with the environment. Harmony with the atmosphere you create wherever you go. How you treat the space around you reflects how you treat yourself. Do not harm animals, pets, dogs, cats, or any living being, because they too have their own life, their own awareness, their own place in this shared existence. Respect for life in all forms refines the soul. Work matters. Effort matters. Discipline matters. If you work hard, apply yourself, and stay engaged with life, returns will come. Not always immediately, not always in the form you imagined, but effort aligned with integrity is rarely wasted. This is why being passive, careless, or chronically disengaged drains meaning from life. You are here to participate, not to drift. Accept your situation, not as resignation, but as a starting point. Denial keeps you stuck. Acceptance gives you clarity. From clarity, you can think about solutions, strategies, and next steps. Every challenge carries a lesson, and every lesson carries the seed of growth, if you are willing to look honestly. Learn meditation if you can. Sit in silence. Sit in stillness. Even for a few minutes. When you do this, you calm anxiety. But more importantly, you create space to observe your own thoughts without being controlled by them. In that space, insight arises. You begin to understand your patterns, your fears, your attachments, and your potential. Clarity is not forced. It is revealed in that quietness, quietude, in quiet. Be present with others. Truly present. If you are with someone, but your mind is elsewhere, distracted and restless, it diminishes the moment for both of you. Presence is a form of love. If you cannot be present, it is okay to decline the invitation. Honesty is kinder than half attention. But over time, train yourself to inhabit the moment you are in. Life only happens here. Life only happens now. Certain principles endure because they are practical. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not exploit. These are not just commandments. They are foundations for trust and stability. Without them, society fractures and the individual hardens. Integrity is not restrictive. It is freeing. Have confidence in yourself. You may be far more capable than you have been led to believe. You might be the one who invents something, who creates something, who brings a new idea into the world. Innovation and creativity often arise quietly through intuition and persistence. Listen to that inner voice. It is often wiser than fear. Celebrate what you have. Gratitude grants you. A bird in hand is worth two in the bush. Not because ambition is wrong, but because appreciation anchors joy in the present instead of postponing it indefinitely. Cherish your loved ones. Families are imperfect. Disagreements are inevitable. But time is not guaranteed. When people are gone, clarity often arrives too late. Pay attention now. Say what matters now. Love does not require agreement. It requires presence. Cherish your life. Do not allow anyone, any voice, internal or external, to convince you that your life is not worth living. Your existence has inherent value, regardless of your current circumstances. Despair narrows vision. Kindness widens it. This way of living can be called many things. You can call yourself religious or non-religious. You can call yourself spiritual, agnostic, atheist, It really does not matter. Labels are secondary. What matters is how you live and what you are living for. Sometimes those who reject religion live these principles more faithfully than those who claim it. Because it is not about belief, it is about embodiment. What do you embody? People will have opinions about you. That's for sure. That is their right. You cannot control it. But if your actions consistently reflect respect, generosity and care, even those who dislike you will remember how you made them feel. Kindness leaves an imprint. Kindness is the key to awakening. Kindness moves you toward when anger exhausts you. Kindness moves you forward when anger exhausts you. Kindness refines perception. Kindness strengthens communities and stabilizes the inner world. So let us be kind to ourselves, to each other, to all of creation. Let this be a guiding intention for the year ahead. May it bring clarity where there is confusion, softness where there is hardness, and courage when there is fear. This is the invitation of the spirit we call God. This is what it means to know God. And this is why loving God is, in the deepest and most practical sense, loving yourself. May this understanding enrich your life, steady your heart, and guide your actions. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. Go enjoy yourself. Live fully. Live consciously. Live with care.